For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
#8:23, and because it is Friday, it's time for us to welcome into Studio B our good friends Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, Michael Kelly.
Good morning.
And John Hancock.
Morning.
I like the start of these shortened weeks, and I think every Monday we should be off now going forward.
I agree, because I was working Monday.
Yeah, we were working Monday. We should all be off on Monday.
I'm just glad it's Friday. All right, let's see. Where should we start? So much to talk about. Let's start with Donald Trump had an appearance yesterday at the Economic Club of New York, and he talked about trillions of dollars in tax cuts. But he also talked, he was asked a question about child care, and I haven't heard it on the news, so I just wanted to play it for you.
Okay.
This is just a small portion of it, but here we go.
But those numbers are small relative to the kind of economic numbers that I'm talking about, including growth, but growth also headed up by what the plan is that I just told you about. We're going to be taking in trillions of dollars, and as much as child care is talked about as being expensive, it's relatively speaking not.
Anyway, it goes on. He doesn't really address child care, but that was kind of the afternoon. I'll let you start, John Hancock.
Well, you know, his insistence on imposing tariffs, which is apparently now the cornerstone of his economic policy, is, you know, I mean, I can't, all I can tell you is it's inflationary. It's going to raise the price of everything we buy. It's going to make the cost of living higher. Tariffs are bad policy. We used to fund the government on tariffs. Well, that was 130 years ago. And as a matter of economic principle, they're a really bad idea. I understand wanting to support U.S. industry, and the government has a role to play in doing that. But by injecting the government into the market by inflating the cost of goods sold is a recipe for economic stagnation. So, you know, I'm not a fan of that particular aspect of Donald Trump's economic policy, and I suspect the tariffs are not going to have much of an effect on the cost of child care.
Michael, did he have a plan for child care?
No. And, you know, John articulated what the problem with, you know, his tariff rhetoric is, but the president doesn't even understand what his tariff rhetoric is. This is just a man talking from his keister. Somebody said to me that this is the classic case of the guy who didn't read the book in school. That's true. I mean, he was just a word salad there. And, you know, we're going to get a lot of criticisms. Kamala Harris is too liberal. Oh, really? What is that a conservative policy? This man's not fit to be president. And I think as much as he keeps talking, that will be helpful. And I anticipate Tuesday night's going to be a lot like that.
Who among us has not written a book report of a book that we have not read?
Yeah, that's a good point.
We've all been there.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Cliff notes. Anyway, I'm watching on TV right now the father of the school shooter in Georgia. The kid was just in the courtroom a few minutes ago. I mean, he looks like he's 6 years old.
He looks so little.
It is just insane. And the father is facing multiple counts.
Good.
8 counts of child cruelty. But these things keep happening, even though now the parents are getting charged, finally, in some of these situations. Is this issue going to be on the radar in the presidential election or no?
Oh, I think it'll come up in the debate on Tuesday. I don't think there's any question about that. And, you know, I do think it's a positive step that you're beginning to hold parents accountable when they're providing these weapons to teenagers or even pre-teenagers.
Yeah, and for people who didn't hear, after the FBI was investigating this kid,
right,
the father bought him an AR-15
right
for his birthday.
I mean, you know, and so there's liability there, and maybe some parents will start to wake up, but I mean, you know, you can't. That's just a sign of a cultural decay and rot. And I'm glad the father's being charged, and I hope they send him to prison.
Yeah, ditto. But, I mean, look, we're not going to do anything about it. We never have. When those babies got killed at Sandy Hook, we made a decision as a country that we were going to have thoughts and prayers and just continue to move on. This week when this happened, it was the number three story on the national news when I sat down to watch that evening. This is going to continue to happen. These AR-15s serve no purpose other than to slaughter people. It has nothing to do with our First Amendment rights. I renew my motion, and I'll continue to say it the rest of my life.
Second Amendment.
Our Second Amendment. Same difference. These people, it irritates. I hate guns, and I don't understand these in particular.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.